I'm with Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig, who was the guest speaker on Thursday at the Packers all-organization meeting. Commissioner, welcome to Lambeau Field. And, of course, you are a Packers board member emeritus.
I am. That is correct. I'm very proud of it and love serving on the board. And as I said earlier today, it's a thrill to come up here.
Now, I have to say this. I've covered the NFL for 42 years, but my first love was the Pirates. Especially the 60 Pirates, and they
won't forget that seventh game, will you?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Mazeroski's home run to beat the Yankees. But the Pirates' history is attached to the Milwaukee Baseball Club. In those days, the Milwaukee Braves.
Right.
Harvey Haddix's perfect game was ruined in
County Stadium by Joe Adcock. That's
and
correct.
Do you happen to know where the 60 Pirates clinched the National League pennant?
It must have been in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah, it was.
I just thought I'd share that.
Yeah, well, that was a pretty good guess on my part, I guess.
Commissioner, what are the common challenges football and baseball face?
Actually, you know, they really face a lot of common challenges. You look at the sports field, and, you know, we have labor problems, and football has labor problems, and you have all kinds of issues, social issues, other issues, which are not dissimilar. And I'm happy to say I think both sports have done a very good job of solving them. But there are always, you know, you worry about fans, you worry about safety, new stadiums. I could go on and on all day, but the fact of the matter is there are really remarkable similarities in many ways.
Baseball has adopted replay review this season. What are the early reviews?
Good. You know, it's about 9 days old. And, of course, we have a couple of people poking at it. And, that's, of course, football has people poking at their replay. But I'm satisfied with it. I really like what we've done. I like the challenge system, which is not dissimilar to football. And I think Tony La Russa and Joe Torre and John Schuerholz of the Atlanta Braves have really constructed a great system. So far, so good.
What would Leo DeRocher have thought about it?
Not much, but I can't worry about Leo. I didn't worry about Leo then. I don't really know. Leo wouldn't have liked it. Leo, I mentioned Earl Weaver and Billy Martin today. I should have mentioned Leo, because Leo would come out for 5 minutes and kick his cap and dirt and scream and rave and rant and swear at everybody. And now he couldn't do that because it would either be on replay, yay or nay.
Is that gone now? Have we lost that?
I hope so, in a certain sense. We don't have any managers like that anymore. I lived through the Billy Martin era, Earl Weaver, certainly. And there were others that...
Fred Hutchinson.
Fred Hutchinson had a wild temper. Ooh, I remember one day Fred Hutchinson in Milwaukee lost the first game of a doubleheader to the Braves. And I was just a young man sort of breaking into business in that time. And the clubhouse man came to see me. I said, gee, what's the matter, John? Well, he had put a huge spread of food on a table between games of the doubleheader, and Fred came in and mad because the Reds had blown a game to the Braves, and the food was all over the locker room and everybody's clothes, shoes, and he didn't care. So, yeah, he had quite a temper.
What baseball franchise reminds you of the Packers?
That's a really interesting question. I would take stadiums first. When I drove up today, as I said here today, you get a thrill because you know you're at an iconic place. And other than Wrigley Field, Fenway Park, the old Yankee Stadium, and Lambeau Field, I call them cathedrals because that's really what they are. They're sports cathedrals. And so I get the same thrill. My first trip to Wrigley Field was in 1944. And I get the same thrill going there. I'm going to be there for their 100th anniversary on April 23rd. I've been coming here a long time. I still get a thrill. There is something, and you couldn't say that. Those are the three or four places that you, only in sports could you say that.
Commissioner, you must feel awfully good about the state of baseball in Milwaukee. What's been the difference maker? Miller Park?
Oh, Miller Park, certainly. Revenue sharing, no question about it. I'm very proud of what we've done with revenue sharing. Without revenue sharing, a club like Milwaukee couldn't have made it. And Miller Park was absolutely essential.
Is Barry Bonds' home run record tainted? And is Hank Aaron still the home run king?
Well, I'm in a sensitive spot, as I said in Atlanta the other night. And I noticed my comments got picked up in San Francisco, not happily. But the only thing I'll say to you, and even forgetting my very close relationship with Henry as a friend the last 58 years, he'll always be the home run champion.
Commissioner, what do the Packers mean to you?
You know, the history is so wonderful. That's the thing about sports, that you just, the more you're in it, the longer you're in it. I couldn't help but think today of the games that I've been here, and I've been starting with the Ice Bowl. Well, I'd been to games before that. How could I sit here for all those hours? But I did it, and you never forget it. And you think back to all the thrills and what the Packers mean to not only Green Bay, Wisconsin, to the National Football League. This is really, in my opinion, and I'm a little partial, this is their great success story. A team in Green Bay, Wisconsin, able not only to survive but to be competitive. And so I think that's a manifestation of how smart they were. I give Pete Rozelle, as I said here today, a great deal of credit. And they mean a great deal to me. And I know when they were going through, Bob Harlan and everybody going through all the heartache to get this built, as we did with Miller Park, we both went through the same problems with the same people. Well, here we are, years later. And what a great thing for the state of Wisconsin. And it makes you proud. That's what it does. And so the history, the tradition, you just, it's a thrill walking in here.